are on the bottom of Nun Hei Amidbeis. Shisha Dvarim Osu Anshe Yericho Al Shlosha Michu B'Yodam V'Al Shlosha Lo Michu B'Yodam. Six things that the people of Yericho did. Three of them, the Chachamim, protested, and three of them they didn't protest. These are the three that they didn't protest. Markivim dekolim kolayom. They would graft palm trees the whole day on Arbosar Benisa, Erev Pesach. The korchin eshma, and they were korech shma. The Gemara is going to discuss each one of these. I'm not going to go into what they are. Somehow they said kriya shma in a way that the chachamim didn't like. The kotrin, the gochin of Neha Omer, and they used to harvest and heap up the tvua before the Omer, the new tvua. So there was a problem that they were afraid they may come to eat it. And those, they, what's it called, didn't protest. The Elu Shemichu B'Yodam, and these are the ones that did protest. Matirim Gamzio Shel Hektish, they were matir. Their fathers had been makdish trees, and this is things that grew on the tree after they were hectic. And we'll discuss exactly what kind of growth, but they held that the things the tree produced after it was hectic were not hectic. The ochlin mitachas hanishorin b'shabbos. And they used to eat fruit that fell off the tree. Sounds like the Mishnah says on Shabbos. We'll see the Gemara says differently. And they used to take peah from vegetables too, leaf peah, not just from grain and trees, but from vegetables also. And the Chachamim protested it. See Rashi. The Jews who lived in Yericho did these six things. They would graft trees, palm trees, the whole day of the 14th of Nisan. The korchin eshman, the forest bigmar. The kotzrin lo garsina. Rashi says that you don't have the gears in the Mishnah kotzrin, they used to harvest the tvua, because that's mutter. The kaimelon, why? Because where they were allowed to harvest their grain before the omer. The kaimelon, the menachos, the perig of Ishmael, makom shiach hamevi atikoset. If you can't bring the omer from the korban homer from that place, then you're allowed to harvest the wheat before the omer is brought. The omer has to be the first harvest. But that's only from places that you could bring the Omer. But somewhere you can't bring the Omer from anyway, it doesn't make a difference if you harvest that grain before the Omer. You can't eat it, but you can harvest it. Because it says, Reishis Ketzirchem, should be the beginning of the harvest. But that's only where the harvest could be from, the Omer could come from that harvest. The Enoch Sheril Menachos. And the grain that grew in Yericho was the grain of the valley. And grain of that grows in a valley is not kosher for menachos. Disnan, ein nevim solus v'mincha lomi beis hashalchin v'lomi beis ha'enev. You don't bring it from a field that needs irrigation, nor from a field in the valley. V'lahachi ein ha'ksheru la'omer. Dein menachos bo'al mimenu. T'bo'inim yishevach Eretz Yisrael. T'yafin and hasan k'sherishova Eretz Eretz. We learn you have to bring from the better grain of Eretz Yisrael, the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, and not the inferior grain. And grain that grows in a place that needs irrigation or in a valley is not the inferior, it's not superior, it's inferior grain. So therefore, gochin, the problem was that they heaped up, they made it into heaps, and the problem was that they were afraid they'd come to eat it. Matirin gam shios gidulin. Things that grew after the tree became hektish. Anotim shegadlu b'charuvim b'shitmim shegdishu avoseihem. These are new branches that grew onto trees that their fathers were martyrs. Hein hoyu martyrim lehonus min adulim. They were martyr to get hana from the things that grew after the hektish. Derech chor v'shikma lekotso v'sheva shonim, v'hein chosu v'delim v'sosim. Rashi explains that it's normal in a choruv or a shikma to cut it down every 7 years and let it regrow. To cut it down and they leave a tefach of bark, of a trunk, and then the tree regrows from there. Before it's ever cut, it's called the Sula Shikma, a virgin tree. And when it's cut down and then regrows, it's called Stan Shikma. So they were matis, the stump, and then the new tree that grew out from that the children were matir, the growth. Ochli mitachas haneshorim, tachas hadekel haneshir perosav, hayu ochli min hanoshos. They used to sit under a palm tree on Shabbos and eat from the fruit that fell from the tree. The time of the cool in the forest with Mara. The nose been pale here, for who potter been not pale in the forest with Mara. Yet pale does not come from vegetables. We'll see, the Gemara discusses what exactly pale comes from, but not vegetables. Why did they protest them taking paya from vegetables? Because the maiser, since it's not chayv in paya, it's chayv in maiser. The aniyim would eat that paya thinking that it's paya. Paya is potter from trumas and maisers. So they wouldn't take trumas and maisers from these vegetables when really you had to. The lekit shikhu paya turim in a maiser mishum de hefker ninu. Lekit shikhu and paya are hefker. Right? It says, bo halevi. Kein lo chelet v'nachala. Something that, what's it called, only the, something that everybody has reshus to eat, what's it called, there's no din of trumas and maisers. Okay, Tana Rabbana. Shisha dvarim osa chizkiu amelech, ashlosha hodulov, ashlosha lo hodulov. 6 things chizkiu amelech did, 3 of them the chachomim agreed with him, and 3 they didn't. Gira Atzmos Oviv Almita Shel Chavolim Behodula. After his father died, and the Farshim say that he waited a year, so he got his initial kapara in Gehenim, but since he was a Rosh HaGomer, the kapara didn't end after 12 months, so he took his bones and he dug them up and dragged them on a Mito Shel Chavolim to rebury them. They used to bury people. And then, after a year, they used to reinter the bones in a family plot or whatever. So here, in the reburial, instead of taking his father out on a mechubetik, a casket, like they did for kings, he dragged him on a bed of ropes. The Hodula. And they agreed with him. It was a good kapara for his father. Ki teis nochash hamechoshes v'hodulo. He ground up the nachash and the choshes of Moshe Rabbeinu, and they agreed because people started worshipping it as Avodah Zarah. And Gana Sefer Rafuos Vahodala. And he also hid away the Sefer HaRafuos, and they also agreed with him. Rashi, Girat Rasav Mishum Kapara. Wanted to give his father a Kapara. The Lo Kavro Bekavo Bedargish, Umita Noah, right? And he didn't bury him. Take him to burial on a nice burial casket or whatever, a thing that they used to bring the body to the kever. Mipnei Kiddush Hashem, she is Gana Arisho, the Yusru Harishoyim. This was the kapara. The kapara was that people should see what's happening to him, and they should do tshuva. They shouldn't be Rishoyim, because see what happens to this Russia. So since he indirectly caused people to do tshuva, that was a kapara for him. Kites nachash hanachoshes, the fish are you toy machrov. People were using it, were making mistake and thinking that it was Avodah Zarah. It had magical powers, the nachash hanachoshes. And the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, in Rosh Hashanah that it wasn't the Nachash HaNechoshes of any power. But if Klal Yisrael looked up at the Nachash HaNechoshes and Meshabed Libam Lavim Sheva Shemayim, that's when they got healed. It wasn't the Nachash HaNechoshes that did anything, just the opposite. The Nachash HaNechoshes was more of a reason why they should continue to be sick from a snake bite. When you look at a snake, after you have a snake bite, it makes it worse. And here there was a nace, the soch nace, that even though they were looking up at a snake, if they're Meshabed Libam Lavim Sheva Shemayim, they got better. How did who make a mistake? Not then. That was at the time that the Nachash HaNechoshes, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. They kept it around as a relic. And people thought that the Nachash HaNechoshes was an Avodah Zarah. They thought it had magical powers. This was in the time, this is hundreds of years later in the time of Chizkiyahu. Right, it wasn't doing anything. But they said that, this is a magical Nachash. That's why the snake like that is the symbol of medicine. That's the snake on the pole. The gun of Sefer of Fuos, Kedichsiv, Vahatol Beinechwasisi, Vamrinam the Bracha, Shigun of Sefer of Fuos, Lefishaloha Yalibam Nichma al Cholyum Elamisratim Niyad. So Rashi learns, like other Rishonim, there are about four or five different Pshatim over here, what Sefer of Fuos is. The Rimilunil says that it was a sefer composed by Shlomo HaMelech that had in it all of the different kinds of refuos that were very effective. Others say that this is a sefer that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Bachya, was makabel from the Rebbe Shalom, also with various kinds of healing. And Tashbat says that it was a sefer that Noah's children learned from a malach. But basically it's all the same thing. They all were somehow a book of refuos that were very, very effective. And as soon as you did them, you were healed. And people were putting their bitachon in that and not in the Rabban Shalom. Normal hishtatlus is, you go to the doctor, but you have faith that it's not the doctor who's healing you, it's the Rebbe Shalom. But when it happens immediately, automatically, so it was taking away people's bitachon in the Rebbe Shalom. So they put away the Sefer Refuos. The Rambam says that's ridiculous. He says, if the Rebbe Shalom wants to do Ishtaglis, if the Ishtaglis is good, why not get involved in it? If you have a refua that'll be marape or holy right away, why not? So he says that that's not what it was. It was either certain kinds of refuos that were usher to do. They were with shadim or avodah zarah or whatever, and there were different kinds of refuos that helped, but they were usher. So he hid away that sefer. Or it was a book about how to deal with poisons, but it was very, very graphic on how these poisons worked. And people, instead of learning how to cure the poisons, were learning how to make the poisons and killing people with them. So they were using it the wrong way, he put it away. Let's go on. Aval Shlosha lo hodu lo, three of them, they didn't agree with him. Kitzeitz dausher shel heichel, v'shidra lemelech Ashur v'lohodu lo. He chopped up the doors of the heichel, which were made of gold. And he sent them to Melech Ashur as a present to try to bribe him not to come and attack Klal Yisrael. And they didn't agree with him. Rashi below Holdulo. No Rashi here. The reason they weren't bold there was that he should have had more bitachon in the Rabban Shalom for one or two reasons. One is because there was a haftacha. The Rabban Shalom sent a Navi and said that the Jews would be saved from Ashur. So he didn't have to go and do the Sishtavlis. He had a haftach of a Navi. Or, if he was the one already who put away the Sefer HaRefuos, the people should have more bitachon than the Rabban Shalom, then he should have had more bitachon than the Rabban Shalom and not right away sent the doors of the Heichal to try and bribe Melech Ashur. He should have been Boteach Bashem more. Sasa Mei Gichon Ho'elyon V'lohodulo. He closed up Mei Gichon. There was a reservoir of water was a little brook that went through the Beis HaMikdash. There was a water supply to the old city. And he closed it up, Rashi says, can you see, Loma Yavo Malchi Ashurim Shumayim Lishtos. He closed it up fearing that the Ashurim would come and conquer the city, that they shouldn't find the water supply. They shouldn't have water. Again, he should have had more bitachon that the Rabban Shalom's promise would be kept, that they weren't going to conquer the city. Iber Nisim Benisim Belo Hodubo. And also, he made an other Sheni already on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that you can't do. You can't make Nisan other once it's already been called Nisan. You can make an other Sheni all the way till the last day of Adar. And then you can turn that Adar into other Rishon and have another other. But once Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, you can't declare that other Sheni. Rashi, hello, hold hello. Shahayo loveth talk. Hakadosh Baruch Hu shomer v'ganos yam v'irazos lo shia. Iber Nisan b'Nisan. La'achas shenichnas Nisan nimlach baso adar hasheni. After already was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he declared it l'mafreya other sheni. Can you see? Vayivoy tzamelech hiski alasos pesach b'chodesh hasheni. Kimar b'sa'om rabi mashelo hutar u'adai mitumos shechziku bohem b'mei odi v'ochas arashim. So the Maishi saw the people, most of them were Tame, and he wanted to make the Korban Pesach b'tahara, so he needed an extra month. So instead of making other Sheni, at the end of Adar, he waited by mistake till the first day of Nisan. Hello, Hodula, Kadamur B'San Hebron, Mabrachos, HaChodesh HaZeh, Zeh Nisan, V'inachar Nisan. Once it's Nisan, it has to remain Nisan. You can't have another one become Nisan and this one become other Sheni.
What?
No, they made it in what's it called? In what should have been Iyar, but was now Nisan. And every year when there's a Shana Muberes, it starts out as other, and then they make it that other Rishon, and they have another Sheni. Had they not done that, then the 15th of other Sheni would have been Pesach.
He did it,
and then he went to Korban to be mechaper on it. The Maisa, they did it, but the Chachamim were mocha, that it was the wrong thing he did. Okay, Markivin de Kolim Kol Hayom. So Mishnah says that six things the Anshei Yericho did, one of them was that they grafted trees the whole day. Hechi Avdi, what did they do? Omra Yehuda, Maisi Asa, Dora, the Shichra, the Daphna, the Kimcha, the Sari, the Rami, the Mana, the Lochalfi, Ole Arbo, and Yomim. They brought a, Rashi says, a moist willow, Asa, Dora, a moist willow, the Shichra, the Daphna, beer that was made from wood beer, like wood alcohol, whatever. And barley flour that was put into a kli for less than 40 days, and they boiled it all together, the marashilahu, the shavi l'dikr belibe, and they put it into the heart, the heart of the palm tree. The chol dekoy ba'ar ba'amos didei ilo avdi lehochi tzot. And any other trees that were in Arba Amos of this tree that had this, this made the tree be able to absorb a lot of water and made it then be able to bear fruit, better fruit. They explain that the Oroch says that the Rebbeim made male palm trees that give fruit, but naturally they give very, very inferior fruit. And female palm trees don't give fruit at all. In order to get good fruit, you have to graft a male onto the female, and then the fruit comes out good. So this is how they made palm tree bear better fruit. It was able to absorb water more. That's why any other trees that didn't have this done to them, that were in 4 amas of this tree, dried up, because this one took all the moisture from the ground. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Omer manchi kufra dichla nukfasa. This is the second pshat, the Oroch. says that, and I just told you the articles on this chap, that they used to take a male tree and graft it on a female tree. That's not called grafting because they're all palm trees. Just two varieties of the same palms. It wasn't ostrich. Ostrich to graft different trees, but not the same tree. And the Chazon Ish says, so the first thing you see here, grafting something that itself can't grow is not ostrich. Because the they put this whole concoction in the tree to make it grow better. That's not called grafting. Right? Because nothing of that thing, if they would have planted it, would have grown. It only, it's some kind of concoction that helps this tree grow. That's not called grafting one tree to another. It has to be something that could grow on something that could grow. And the second shot, that it was a male on a female, is not grafting because it's all the same tree. Just two varieties of the same tree. Rashi. Asadara hadas lach, the shechva the daf, the shecher shall eat shekorin lur, ugdelen bo pri shekorin baish. And from the time that it was ground, 40 days didn't pass by. The shadila the dikla believe dekel yeshlo leid mitochel. The palm tree has a heart of palm. The yeshlo moach liorchel, and it has a moach. It has like a marrow that goes the length of the tree. Kamoshiyeshla eitz according shanbu v'leegos. The hamashka hazeh moel adek l'skayim. And this concoction helps the tree, what's it called, bear better fruit and be preserved because it gives it a chance to pick up more moisture from the ground. The chol ilan dekoy ba'arba amas didei d'lo avdilei hochi. And any of the trees that were in arba amas of this tree that you did this process to, and you didn't do the process to those trees, showing the shabbos would dry up. The korchin eshma. So what is what was the korchin eshma? Heichiavdi. What did they do? Omrav Yehuda. Omrim shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'lo hayu matzikin. They said this pasuk and they weren't matzik. Rashi says Rav Acha bar Yehuda Rava Omar. What's it called? They would put part of a graft, a what's it called, a female tree on a male tree, or a male tree on a female tree. Minichim v'tochnin gam shios raka bashnosa shenisos v'be'ila b'shana shavra v'kori le'kufra. They take a sprout from the tree that grew this past year, so it wasn't yet hard. It was still a very pliable sprout. Dichra, al shem shemachnisin al sobana fa'ilan. And that one came from the, what's it called, from the male tree. And it's called Dichra, from Rashi's Mashma. There weren't two kinds of trees. There were just some trees that produced fruit and some not. And the one that they put in, the wedge, they made a wedge and they put the branch in. So the one they put in was called the Zohar. And the one they put it into was called the Mekeba. Shekotzitz Omef Gadol, the Sotko, they cut a big branch, a mature branch, and put a wedge in it. They put the sprig inside the wedge. Lashanacher, Kufra Dichra, Onef Rashal Dekel Zacher. This is the second shot. This is the same as the Orach shot. That there were male palm trees and female palm trees. They grafted a male onto a female. The nekeva never makes fruit unless it's grafted, and the male will make fruit, but it's inferior, the Aruch says. So in order to have superior fruit, you have to graft the male onto the female. Okay, the law you must seek in, bein echad le yohafta. So Rashi learns what it means. They weren't mafsikin. They weren't mafsik. When they finished Shema Yisrael, they didn't stop before they said the Ohavta. Alpha Peter Tzorich Laharich Be'echod. Even though you have to be Marich Be'echod, Ulahatsik Ben Kabos Malchus Shemayim Lidvar Machil. Because the first pasuk is Kabbalah Tzom Malchus Shemayim. Shekol Echod Mekabal Lava Omer Echod Hu Elokeinu. The pasuk Rishon. Pasuk Sheni Lashon Tzavahu. The second pasuk already is on your half does it tzivui. So you have to be mafsik. That's mash, but they didn't say Baruch Shem Kavod Bechlav. They said just Hashem Echad and your hafta. And they didn't have the meaning to say Baruch Shem Kavod Bechlav. But the problem was that they weren't matzik between Echad and Biohafta. They didn't take time to makabel O Malchus Shamayim properly before they started the second part, the first parsha. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that they weren't matzik between Shema Yisrael and Hashem. They said Shema Yisrael Hashem, which could be mean Rebbeinu Shel Olam, listen to Yisrael. Instead of Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's a comma after Shema Yisrael. They didn't have that comma. That's a second pshat of what's in Matzikim. A third pshat is that the Ri says that they weren't matzik between Hashem Elokeinu and Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu is one Indian, Hashem Echad is the second. They said it all together. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that they weren't matzik, it means they didn't say it slowly and make the stops you have to make between the words that are similar, have letters that are similar. They just said it quickly, what's it called, run on. Whatever it was, they weren't matzik in Kriyashma. Rava Omar matzik in Hoyle. No, they said Kriyashma properly. That wasn't the problem. Wherever they were supposed to be matzik, they were matzik. Elishahayu Omrim Hayom Alavavechon. They said instead of Hayom, and then Asher Nochim Mitzavachon Hayom, and then Alavavechon, they ran it together. Hayom Alavavechon. The Mashma Hayom Alavavechon, but the Mocher Alavavechon. Rashi.
What?
Yeah, that was their. That's the people there got used to doing it back then. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzer hayu korch neshma. Now the Gemara says different pshat. What does it mean, korch neshma? Omrim shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'lo hayu matzikin. Divrei Reb Meir. Right? They said shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad, and they weren't matzik. That's the pshat that we said before in the name of... Rav Yehuda said before. That's what Rav Meir says now. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Matzikin Hayu, Elashalo Hayu Omrim Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuson Moed. They were Matzik, they said it properly, except they skipped Baruch Shem Kavod. That's what it means. Ba'anam, my time, Amri, why do we say Baruch Shem Kavod? It's not in the Torah. To the daughters of Shem Ben Lakish. The Omer of Shem Ben Lakish. Vayikra Yaakov Obama Vayomer He Osmu Vagid Lachem Bikesh Yaakov Lagalus Labonav Kates Hayomin in the Stalk of Imenu Shechina. Yaakov wanted to tell them when the Kates was going to be. Some learned the Kates of Golus Mitzrayim and some learned the Kates of Mashiach. Omar Shemach Has V'Sholom Yesh B'Mitoshi Psu Kavrom Sheyotzim Enu Yishmoel V'Avi Yitzach Sheyotzim Enu Esav. So he, for some reason, it was covered up from him. So he thought it's because something's possible about his children. Like Avram had Yishmael and Yitzchak had Esav. Amar lo banav, so the children got the hint that something was wrong. And he was choshed then. So they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen, our father Yisrael, the same way that your God is one, our God is one. Amru k'shem she'in b'libcho ela echad, kach ein b'libeinu ela echad. Ba'osho shah, Pasuk Yaakov Avinu Omar Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuson Moed. So Yaakov answered Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuson. All my children are part of Malchus Hashem. Amri Rabbanan Hechi Navid. So the Rabbanan said, what should we do? Namruhu Lo Amru Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not in the Torah in Parshas Kriyashma. It says Echad Lem Diohavto. Lo Namru Amru Yaakov. Shouldn't say it. Yaakov said it. Hiskinu Shi Omri Moshe Bechashad. They made a takana to say it quietly, low. Amra Yitzchak Amri Devei Rabbi Ami Marshal Abasmela Sherichot Shike Kedera. Abasmela smelled the aroma of some very not mechubedika dish. She wanted to eat it. Im tomer yesh l'ganai. If she asks for it, it's not, that's not a refined dish that's fit for a bas melech. Right, lo tomer yesh l'tzar. If she won't get it, so she'll have tzar. She wants to eat it. She shchilu avodeh l'hobi b'chashoy. They brought it to her quietly. Same thing over here. To say it, Yaakov, what's it called? Moshe didn't say it. That's nice. But not to say it, you want to say Baruch Shem Kavod. So he said, low. See, we'll check what the Pshat is over here. Omer Abbo, he's skinner, she omer also the call Rab, and they told us a meaning. When the meaning, the early Christians, got established, so they made a takani, you should say Baruch Shem Kavod out loud. Because they said we were saying some kind of incantation or whatever, and that's why we were saying it low. So in order to refute them and show we were saying something okay, we said it out loud. And Nardah, there were no minim, so they never made that takana, so they said it also low. And this manazer, there's no minim, so we also say Baruch Shem Kavod still low. The Medrash says another reason why we say it low, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, he heard the Malachim, what's it called, saying this, Baruch Shem Kavod. So he brought it down, but since he stole it from the Malachim, we say it low. But on Yom Kippur, we say it out loud. So there's a lot over here, but it's not for this year. We'll say a little bit at least. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hashikin Hayyul Shaloy Omer Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso V'Korachim Kolomar Shem Medavkim Kol Akriya Kemoshehi V'Lo Hayyum Moshitim. They said Kriya Shema as it is in the Torah. Immediately after Shema was v'yohavta. V'yishtigar si shoyom baruch shem kavod machuso pir shoyom rosu b'kol rab. And some say the opposite. They used to say baruch shem kavod, but they said it out loud. They didn't say it low. Kate sayomim shiyasu yamino lefonav shehei shivachar yamino v'tnei oyev. When the Rabban shall put his right hand again in front, and not, we won't be in galus. Shema Yisrael avim hayomer. The first Shema was said to Yaakov Avinu. Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael Avinu. Name Rei Lahai Baruch Shem Kavod Machuso B'Kriya Shema. Right? Moshe didn't say it. Not to say it, Yaakov said it. Shikei Kedera is some kind of what's it called? Some kind of dish. Yesh L'Tzar Tzar Gufa Machmas Hatayva Mipnei Taru Masaminim Shloho Yiyu Omri Molenu Shanu Masif Dabar Shenu Hagin D'Chasher. Saying something not proper. By some kind of incantation, lowly. Uman de garshi shayon boshen kavo machus on voer ki mefarish shayu omer moshe b'kol ram kishara kriya ubeinayim lo hayu minim. They didn't have meaning. So better they should say it low because that was the ikar takonik to say it low. Okay, what else is here? This is the famous Nefesh HaChayim. What's the tzike? Why is Baruch Shem Kavod considered some kind of unrefined dish? Says after you said Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and you said that the Rabban Shalom is nothing else besides Him, then you're going to give him a sheva that what's it called? Shem Kivod Malchus, there's a whole Malchus that's Meshabeach Hashem. It's like giving somebody sheva that a million worms. What's it called? He's a king over a million worms. What if the Rabban Shalom is everything? Hashem Echad. Then saying that he has a malchus of things that are unimportant is not a sheva. On the other hand, Lamaisa, we have to look at the world as it exists. The Rebbe Shem wants us to give him sheva, so he considers us important. So mitzad echad, right? Mitzad the achdus of the Rebbe Shem completely. Everything else is bottle mavut, but we can't function like that. We have to function with our existence. With our existence, the Rabbanu Shem considers us important. So not to say Baruch Shem Kavod, that's why it's not in the Torah, because what's it called? Because from a Torah standpoint, we're speaking about Achdus Hashem on a very high intellectual level. But Yaakov Avinu was talking to his kids, Lamaisa. And Lamaisa, after Rav Makamak Malkus Shamayim, he realized that we have to function on a level that's befitting us. Even though it's not the highest refined level. So in that respect, Baruch Shem Kavod is a yerida from Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's like unrefined. But Lamaisa, that's what the Rav Shem wants us to do. So we say it low. Others say, Yaakov Avinu, before Matan Torah, the Iker was Achdus Hashem. Kabbalas Omachus Shamayim, what's it called? Achdus Hashem. So he said, Baruch Shem Kabbal Machus Lomoyim, right after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad. But after Matan Torah, the Iker wasn't this Achdus Hashem, the Iker was keeping Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Baruch Shem Kavod immediately after Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then you see, Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and mitzvahs, and tefillin, and mezuzah, and kabbalas all mitzvahs. Was a lot more than just the intellectual idea of one God. That it was very good till Matan Torah, but it wasn't good after Matan Torah. On the other hand, even after Matan Torah, Lamaisa, even if a person is choted, he doesn't have all the mitzvahs or whatever, but at least he's ma'achin es Hashem, it's something. So therefore on Yom Kippur, where we know that we're doing mitzvahs, we say it out loud. During the year, we say it low, because it's not really right. We're saying Baruch Shem Kavod, even though we don't have Torah mitzvahs or whatever, but at least we have Achdus Hashem, it's something. That's we say low. But Yom Kippur, where we have everything, then you can say it out loud too. There's many, many other pshatim here. We've spoken about it a few times in drushes, and it's nothing else. It's interesting. Rambam. The Rambam brings us down to Hilchos Kriyas Shema. And he says, before Yaakov Avinu died, he called his children together with Nazarus, them, and Achdus Hashem. And he told them, Chas V'Shalom, maybe you're not strong in Achdus Hashem. And they said, Shema Yisrael. So Shach asked, the Gemara says, not like that. The Gemara says, he called them together, Legalis Lemesaket. The Ram doesn't mention that. He says, L'chazeko Sambi Yichud Hashem. So he says that the purpose of knowing the Kates is not to know the Kates. It's because that was a zeros to them in knowing that the Rabbanu Shel Olam one day will redeem them, and everything that happens is all Hashgachas Hashem. So the purpose of knowing the Kates Hayomim is for Mibachazik and Achdus Hashem. So the Rambam said what Legalus HaKates means. Legalus HaKates means to be Mechazik them and Achdus Hashem.
A little bit further.
Tana Rabbanan, Shisha Dvarim Osu Anshei Yericho, Shlosha Baratzen Chachomin, Shlosha Shlo Baratzen Chachomin. Right? Three of them were Baratzen Chachomin, and three of them Shlo Baratzen. The Eilu Baratzen Chachomin. These are the ones that Chachomin not only didn't protest, Arvisa says different. Arvisa says three they protested, three they didn't protest. Mashman didn't like any of them, but they didn't protest three of them. This is Mashma that they wanted them to do it. It was okay to do it. And Shalom Baruch and Chachamim is Mashma that they didn't want Moche. It's completely different. That's what we think now. The Eilu Baruch and Chachamim. These are the things they did that the Chachamim were supported them. Markivim to call them Kolayom. Right? They grafted these trees, Erev Pesach. The Korchin Eshma, and they were Korech Eshma. That was Baruch and Chachamim. The Kotz from the Tnei HaOmer, and they harvested their wheat before the Omer. The Eilu Shalom Baruch and Chachamim, and these are the ones that Chachamim didn't like. Goat Shim with Neha Omer. They used to heap up the piles, like we said. Ksira was no problem, because they were in a place they couldn't bring the Omer from. But Gedisha, heaping it up into piles, where they may come to eat it, that was a problem. They used to make holes in the roof so the fruit that fell down on Shabbos would fall through the roof and they'd be able to give it to Aniyim on Shabbos. In times of drought, right, they would give them to the Aniyim. And even though they did a mitzvah with it, they didn't do it for their own purpose, since it was, we'll see, it was Shail of Chil Shabbos, right, or at least Mitrabanan, it wasn't a good thing to do, even though they did a mitzvah. And I say, you have other mitzvahs to do, not mitzvahs that you have to be over Shuri and Rabbanan. Matirin Gams Yoshel Kedesh Shel Choru V'Shel Shikma, Divrei Meir. And they were matir, the growth that grew on these trees that they cut down, that their fathers made hekdesh, the growth that grew out of it, they were matir. That's what Rameyer says. Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda, in Baratzen Chachamim HaYosim, you call on the Moshim Kate. Right? If they did it Baruch HaChachamim, what's the big deal that in Yericho they did these things Baruch HaChachamim? If they're Baruch HaChachamim, everybody should do it. What's special about Yericho? Ela Eilu Ve'Eilu Shlo Baruch HaChachamim Hayu. Like our Mishnah's Mashmah. Neither of them, not the first three, not the last three, were Baruch HaChachamim. They didn't like that they did it. Right? The main difference was, did they protest it or not? Three of them, the Rabbanan didn't like, but they didn't make a protest. And three of them, they didn't like, and they made a protest. But none of them were okay. Even the first three weren't okay. They didn't like the first three either. They didn't like the fact that they were korech eshma, but they didn't protest against it. Markivin dekolim kolayom, korech eshma, v'kotsim v'gotsim v'neomer. Those are the ones they didn't like, but they didn't protest. The Eilu Shemichu Biyodim, Matirim Gavzio Shal Hedish, Shal Chorim Shal Shikma, Uparchim Protos Begagoseim, Upardeseim Lahachel Nesher Laniyim, Mishabosat Yom Tovim, Mishnei Batzores, and those in Peyel Yerek, Umichu Biyodim Chachomim. And the Chachomim were Moche on those three. Rashi. Nesher Peros Hanoshim, fruit that fell off the tree. Like we said, they cut down to the stump. The fathers were makdish to stump. Whatever grew out of that stump afterwards, they were matur. Coach mitnei over baruch chachamim, klover loit pidu chachamim. The sura d'orai soleka, the mamakom shia tamevi who the sura d'rabbanan no mi lesa. To harvest from a place that you can't bring the omer is no problem. They weren't gozer, the Rabbanan, that maybe you'll come to eat it when you're harvesting. People are known to stay away from Chadash the whole year. The goshim shalom baratzim chachamim came in the lab, however they made heat, and that was shalom baratzim chachamim. Because there's no harvesting could come to a loss if you don't harvest it properly. At the right time. But if you don't pile it up, you wait till after the Omer, it's not going to be any loss. Gozer Rabbanu Shemtinu, there the Rabbanu were Gozer, don't busy yourself with the Chadash before the Omer, because you may come to eat it. Mishum Shemitoshu, Misasikbo, Osilamecho Mineh. So therefore they were Moche. So according to Remeir, the first three things they did, Baratzen Chachamim, and the other one, Shalom Baratzen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything was Shalom Baratzen Chachamim. But the first three, they weren't Moche, and the last three, they were Moche.